The Last Word on Sport.
With Energia, supporting Irish rugby at every level. Energia, think of the possibilities.
Willa Callaghan is still with us. Alan Quinlan has joined us. And Alan, do you think it's possible that Simon Easterby, when the Irish squad resume on Wednesday, will do a bit of a Joe Schmidt in his analysis of what happened to Murrayfield yesterday? Instead of being all happy about having a 32-18 win with a bonus point for the four tries, that he'll be pointing out to them, you were twice over the line and you couldn't ground the ball in the first half. You were in a comfortable position to have Scotland at nil at half time, and you handed the ball over to them to let them get a try. You let them back to within 6 points, and were perhaps fortunate that the referee didn't see fit to penalise and yellow card Robbie Henshaw at that stage. That for all of the positives that can be taken out of the win, that they did put themselves in a position where they maybe might not have exploited their obvious advantage, or am I being too harsh?
I think if Joe Schmidt was there, yeah, he'd probably go into that attention to detail very stringently and probably put a fair bit of pressure on the players. Look, I know Simon well. I played with him. I think he's, when he talks, you listen. He can. You know, inspire people around him. He's not the most loud and ferocious kind of speaking person, but he's very determined, and people do listen. So I'm sure he's very diligent as well as a player, and I think that's one thing that comes out of him as a coach. I think he'll be definitely glass half full and be positive with the players. I think, you know, after two rounds, to have 10 points is a brilliant return. It sets them up nicely. But look, I think there's a lot of leadership in the team, Matt. Everything you said there, I think the players will probably understand and know that themselves and be a little bit frustrated. At times in that first half, they were exceptional. They were so dominant, so powerful, so physical. But there's areas that are game that you think would frustrate a little bit if Scotland were able to physically stop Ireland. Would they have got the two tries? They put so much pressure on them. So I think they will look at it. I think they'll be honest with themselves, and I certainly hope they do. You're suggesting it, but look, most teams would look at that.
The reason I'm suggesting it, Alan Quinlan, is because if you look at France's performance in Twickenham the previous day, I mean, how many scoring opportunities did France butcher in the first half? Poor passes, dropping passes that should have been held. France could have actually won that game instead of losing it. Could have won it by over 20 points if they'd done the things we normally expect them to do.
Yeah, that is the challenge with international rugby. And again, what you're saying is correct. I was doing the commentary for that game and I couldn't believe some of the opportunities that they missed on. And incredibly, and credit to England, they came back and won it at the end. So club teams are different because they can go out week after week and build that cohesion. The international teams, particularly in these windows, you know, with kind of not a lot of preparation come into them, they've got to fix things on the run pretty quickly. So you're always going to get that kind of a situation. The quality is better, albeit. So, yes, if they come up against, you know, in the French game, you might get one or two chances and you've got to take them. So hopefully by then they'll have eradicated that indecision, little bit of lack of accuracy around, you know, the attack zone, and maybe nail them. But look, when you're creating so many chances, Matt, and France did it on Saturday, Ireland did it yesterday, and that has to be a positive. You try and build on that and you try and look at how do we be a bit more accurate, get our spacing a little bit, maybe one more pass, things like that. But I think they will be pretty honest. I mentioned I know Simon really well from playing with him, but obviously Paul is there as well, and his reviews back when he was a player, when he was driving that for us, would have been very, very harsh and diligent. So I'm sure he'll do the same with the forwards, as will Andrew Goodman with the attack. And so I think they'll drive it themselves, but I think they won't. There's enough of players and experience around there not to get carried away with themselves. I think they will certainly know that they left opportunities there, and it could have been a little bit different. You mentioned the Robbie Henshaw. shooting out of the line. They make the line break. He gets back. I think the right call was a scrum. I think Hugh Jones had one the exact same, very similar in the first half, where he goes to tackle Prendergast. He knocks it on when Ireland are on the attack. So I think they're consistent. Both of them are the same. But that period was a scary enough period for Ireland. And it's not a bad thing either. You know, it's not a bad thing for this team that they came under that sort of pressure and they found a way to go up the field and get two more tries and close out the game.
Which brings us, Will O'Callaghan, to the next game in 2 weeks' time, away to Wales, which will provide its own quandary in that Ireland will be expected to win it comfortably with a bonus point and perhaps even looking to get a points difference to match what France got when they hammered Wales. But will that create its own problems?
Well, are you thinking the problem here is that if they have to go after the points, they don't change around the squad and make rotations, which now you probably have to do against Wales, given they're now the weakest team in the competition?
Well, should they be actually changing the team? Because hasn't there always been the case in November internationals, you make too many changes and the team doesn't gel?
Yep, that's it. You can get a disjointed performance then as a result. I think they'll still go reasonably strong. I think that has been the strong indication from Simon Easterby. I mean, he was enforced into making that change with Mac Hansen picking up the knock on his other leg. It wasn't the one that was cut. It was a tight hamstring in his right leg that made him miss the game with Calvin Nash coming in. I think outside of that, it's basically, I think he has a fair idea of what his starting 15 is going to be. He obviously had Peter O'Mahony in mind for the Scotland game from a long way out, and it was kind of, let's get, you know, a dog for the fight and a player who always performs so well against Scotland. But outside of that, maybe he shakes up the back row. I know some people feel, and I know Quinny's a big fan of Cormac Isichuku as well, that maybe they're the type of players that should get a run out against Wales. I watched Wales and Italy on Saturday afternoon. I thought the Welsh were very poor. They barely fired a shot in that defeat, and they're on this horrific run over the last 15 games or so. It's quite remarkable when you think about how good Wales were in 2019 and even going back to 22, how far they've actually fallen at this stage. And if there's any game where I think Simon Easterby can actually switch things up, it might be for Cardiff, because they're going to be looking to go all guns blazing when it comes to the Italy game next month, because there's probably going to be a championship and probably a Grand Slam, which is going to be available at that point. So maybe this now becomes the game. It used to be when you went to Rome, you made changes. Maybe it's Cardiff now. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way to Wales, but it's very clear that they're now the weakest team in the competition.
So, Alan Quinlan, though, do you think you know Warren Gatland well also? He's always had a good way of motivating Welsh teams. He's always managed to get under Ireland's skin in many occasions. But is it just simply now that he simply just does not have the players to be able to produce any miracles?
I think that's the reality, Matt. It's the player quality. I think this is probably an issue for a couple of years now with the regions in Wales not being competitive enough in the URC or not getting into Europe and even playing in Europe. And if they are playing in Europe, they're not getting to knockout stages. So it's a sad state of affairs, how they've fallen. They've lots of issues there. There's a board meeting on Wednesday. I was reading today in Wales some of the reports from the rugby reports there online and stuff, that he mightn't be there in a couple of weeks. They may change. They may make a change this week. I hope they don't, because, you know, he's brought incredible success to Wales. And a second time around, I think he just doesn't have the players. The quality is not there. There's a lot of young, inexperienced players, some very good players in that Welsh team, but I think in real pivotal positions, they're missing that quality and experience. And it is a sad kind of state of affairs that, as Will said, they're the weakest team in the championship. And I think even the conditions the other day favoured them a little bit, because Italy probably would have preferred a dry day and a dry ball and to attack them more and exploit them more. But look, it's tough going at the moment, but if any team can get Wales going a little bit in a few weeks, it's Ireland, because of the history of Warren Gatland coaching Ireland, all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, I think the problem for them is you may have Joe McCarthy and Tadhg Furlong back in the mix, and I see minimal changes. I agree with Will. There may be one or two off the bench may start, maybe a couple, but the Six Nations, and particularly where Ireland are at the moment, and given that, you know, you want your strongest team going out there with the points difference, that it may be an issue. If France were to beat Ireland, it may come down to possibly points difference for the championship. So I don't think they'll make many changes.
Okay, we leave it there. Alan Quinlan, thank you for being with us.
The Last Word on Today FM.